بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المولانا الروم رحمة الله عليه says عشق با مردہ پائندہ نیست کہ مردہ با ما آئندہ نیست. عشق با حی و قیوم باد when you want to love, and one is an ordinary liking, attachment, affinity. One is a wholehearted attachment, entire, complete, deep-rooted, deep-rooted, wholehearted love. So he says that deep-rooted and wholehearted love, it is unwise to have it with the person that is mortal. With anything that is mortal, then it's not wise to have that type of attachment, a deep-rooted, wholehearted love and attachment. The reason for that is that these things are mortal. When they are mortal in their very nature, then they will separate us, they will leave us. So, where's the logic, where's the sense in this, that this thing is going to separate you, and you attach your heart to it. You gave your whole heart, you gave your whole self to it. So, it's not making sense. That this thing, you know, is going to leave you at some point or the other. Yet you gave your entire heart, your whole self to this. Whether it was your business, whether it was your property, your car, or whatever else, but you give it your entire life, your entire heart, entire soul, understanding that in its very nature it's going to separate you. So that's not a sensible thing. But man, in his very makeup, is such that he wants to give his heart. He wants to love. And he wants to give his love, he wants to give his heart, he wants to give himself entirely. Then when he wants to give himself entirely, and he wants to love something and wholeheartedly, fully, completely, then who is he supposed to be giving his heart to? And he says, Ishq ba hayyo qayyum baal. And if you need to love, then love the one that is eternal. Immortal is eternal. And number two, he sustains everything, always sustaining everything. There isn't any atom that he doesn't sustain. So he's eternal and he sustains, he creates and sustains. So when you say create, then he gives it existence. From non-existence, he brought it to existence. And sustaining means then to keep it going. One is to give it the existence, and number two is then to keep it going. So Allah Ta'ala does both. He gives existence and then He keeps the thing going. So that is the work of Allah Ta'ala. He gives the existence and He keeps you going as well. So if you need to give your heart, then it is to Him. That is eternal and that is sustaining all life. This is the one that you need to give your life to. Otherwise, what happens? When you gave your heart to things besides this, then you can very easily slip into depression. You can slip into despair. So I gave my heart to my property, to my wealth, to this thing here. I gave it, given it. And that thing just left me now. In Spingo, in those days, 1940s, 50s, so there were whites also living. Then the white, the group areas, acts had come in. So, next to one of my auntie's place, there was a white man living. Very big property, nice turf, garden. So the old man died, and the wife couldn't take it. She couldn't take it. For hours then, she went off, and in the state of despondency, she used to walk the whole garden, just walk one end to the other end. Hours she was walking, aimless, but she was just walking. She had given her entire self to the man, depended on him, gave her heart and soul to him, and then he had to separate. So when the control is in someone else's hand, then the right thing is to give your heart to the one that is in total control, not to these things here. It's all, they are all puppets, you know. And the one that is controlling the strings, then you need to give your heart to the one that controls the strings. I give it to this thing here, that is going to separate. Then you're going to fall into despondency. Kya fayda? Where's the sense in that? This is why on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak says, أَلَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْضٌ لِبَعْضٍ أَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. So this attachment and affinity that you have, that would show its true color on the day of Qiyamah. Now you feel, this is for me and I am for it, or he is for me and I am for it, right? He is for me and I am for him. You feel like that, right? But the true colors of all these things will show on that day. You gave yourself a deep-hearted love. You gave your spirit, your heart, your soul. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak says, all will be foes and enemies. The same thing that you gave your love to, your heart to, your soul to, now it turns around against you. In the hadith, it is reported that a person will be caught up on the day of Qiyamah. His name, his particulars, his whole name, whole particulars, like how the passport identity, you know, him, his surname, his father's name, the town he came from, the village he came from, the street he came from, the home number that he came from, all detailed particulars. He's called up whilst everybody is assembled. The whole universe is assembled and he is picked up and he's called. So-and-so, son of so-and-so, from this town, this village, this street. Right? Is there anybody that has got a claim against him? Now imagine you singled out. Everybody is in anxiety. And the wish of every person at that time is, the father is thinking, can I only have a claim against my son, that I can be acquitted and I can move. And the son is thinking the same, that can I have a claim against my father, that I can be acquitted and I can move on. So that will be the state. See? So Allah Pak says, on that day, all this friendship, everything will just collapse. And with that collapsing, that same person that was your friend, now it's your enemy. Same person that you had that affinity, now you're detached. You don't want to see the person anymore. You have fear, you want to run away from the person. You're going to be attached with him, perhaps you will feel afraid in your heart. Just like if he sees me, he'll make a claim against me. If he'll make a claim against me, what will I be left with? So I'd rather just keep away. See? So this whole thing will turn, the whole system of the universe will turn around. But there will be one friendship that will last on that day as well. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. This friendship, it ceased, finished, closed. And that friendship continues. Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to be very straight in his in showing masail and rules of deen. Used to be very, very accurate, very straight to the point. And whoever it would be, then he will show it as it were. No cutting corners, whatever it was. Even it was an alim, or even if it was his own sheikh. But whatever the masla, whatever the ruling would be, he will give it exactly. So because of his straightforward attitude and approach, then many people that were crooked didn't like him. Right? Obviously now you're not cutting favor with these people that are crooked, so they won't like this. They won't like this, they'll complain about him. And they should go and complain about him to Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Makkah Mukarramah. So Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh had come in for Hajj, and obviously Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was his sheikh, so it was just obvious that he would go and pay him a visit. So Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh met him. Hadi Sahib told him, see, whilst you were in India, there were a lot of those people that used to complain about you. But don't worry about those complaints. See, he's bringing some relief to him. Don't worry about the complaints. He must also have heard that, you know, people are complaining. And now, obviously, it's a sheikh and a murid relationship, so you don't want to affect the relationship. Now, but look at Hadi Sahib's answer. That is something for us to ponder. Look at the answer of Hadi Sahib. Hadi Sahib said, see, don't worry about the complaints. Don't worry about what they say. Because our relationship is based on the love of Allah Ta'ala. It's not for any material. It's not for any type of worldly comfort. It is pure and based on the love of Allah Ta'ala. When it's based on the love of Allah Ta'ala, understand very clearly that Allah Ta'ala is eternal. So when Allah Ta'ala is eternal, our love will be eternal. It was not for any material, it was not for any world, it was not for any type of material comfort. Material comforts, they come and they go, they end up, right? You know, if we are in partnership, right, so we will like each other. Why will we like each other? That when I am gone away, then he takes care of my business. He does for me, right? And he will also say, show the same respect, you know? Because he is doing for me, this one is doing for me. I got a business here, and he's got a business in America, right? Both separate businesses, both are thriving businesses. So when I see him, I show him respect and love, and when he sees me, he shows me a lot of love and respect. Because he is doing for me, and I'm doing for him. Now, the love is based on material. But if that business, for example, collapses, everything's gone, khalas, now, will you go and receive him at the airport? Yeah? Will you book him up in the five-star hotel? Will you show him the respect now? You're going to do that. So the love wasn't real love. It was, the love was based on some material. He's gone, the material is gone, the love is gone, finish. So as Hadi Sahib says, that love is based on the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is eternal. When it's eternal, then our love will never perish, will never collapse. There will never be a fluctuation. Our love will never come down. It will just remain continuous. It may come up, increase and escalate, but you can't think of it ever going down, ever declining. So, Allah Pak says this in the Surah of Zukhruf. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. This friendship all will cease. They'll turn, they'll be transformed into enmity. But the righteous, they loved each other for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّا وَلِلْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيَّا وَلِلْمُنْفِقِينَ فِيَّا. That my love is already established. It's already established. For who? For those who love each other only for me. The base is me. See, that was material. Material collapsed, the love collapsed. Now this love is for me. So I'm eternal, so the love will be eternal. I'm always, so the love will be always. I sustain everything, so this love will sustain them all the time. So one is the love of Allah Ta'ala. In the words of Mawla Rum, if you want to give your heart, then give it to Allah Ta'ala. And at the second level, you give it to those who bring you to Allah Ta'ala. Right? It will be Allah Ta'ala, then obviously it will be those people that will lead you to Allah Ta'ala. And if it is not one of these two classes, then you cut yourself away. Like Ibrahim al-Islam had said it very clearly. وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ It's called أَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِنَا. Who is speaking to? It's called أَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِي. He's speaking to his father and his people. He invited them, he spoke to them, he exhorted them to Allah Ta'ala. But they will just persist in their falsehood, the wrong. So when he's spoken to them, now he needed to draw a line. You can't play a balancing act now. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, you can't play a balancing act. You in, you this side or you on that side. You in or you out. You say, no, I'm in between playing it with Allah Ta'ala and playing it with people. That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. For people, you may do it. If you have a play a balancing act or it, or two wives, if you play a balancing act, this side, the other side, all that may work with people. But with Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't work. So he had to declare, make a declaration. It's called Abi wa Qawmi, Inna bura'au minkum. We've got nothing to you, we cut off, broke away. وَبَذَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَذَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَى. Not only hatred, but enmity. There's enmity and hatred between us and you. We have broken off completely. وَبَذَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَذَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَى حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ إِلَّا قُولِ. So then he says, the basis of our love is Allah Ta'ala. You conform, then our love will start straight away. It will just come in, it will kick in again. So, the basis of our love is Allah Ta'ala. You have divorced Allah Ta'ala, you don't believe in Him, don't have that love. So, we've got nothing to do with you. We have broken away from you, you have broken away from us. There's enmity and hatred. It's not just we broke away, but there's enmity and hatred as well. So, you understand, a requisite of faith, a requisite of iman is that the one that doesn't have faith, then you need to have enmity and hatred for the person. No matter how dear and how close the person may be, but you would need to have that enmity and hatred for that person. Enmity and hatred doesn't mean now you can hit the person, kick the person, swear the person. But you are not showing that type of intimacy. You're not showing that love that you would show a believer. Believer, you'll be intimate, you'll be attached, visiting him, he's visiting you, he's coming to your place, you coming to his place, you're eating together, doing things together. Now, this person here, you're going to be separated. Your Eid, you're going to be separate. Your Bakra Eid, you're going to be separate. You're not going to say, now, hey, he'll come and join me up for Eid, and I'll join you up for Diwali. Or he'll come and join me up for Bakra Eid, and we'll join him up for Christmas. No. We don't advocate this type of an in-between thing. So this love for Allah Ta'ala, it continues. So it's one is Allah Ta'ala, and one is you loved someone for Allah Ta'ala. Why you loved him for Allah Ta'ala? Because he's leading you up to Allah Ta'ala. So when he's leading you up to Allah Ta'ala, so you love him because of that. Wajabat mahabbati. Right? So this love here, Allah Ta'ala advocates it. He encourages it. You must do that love, that have that love. لِلْمُتَزَاوِلِينَ فِيَّا visit each other, that spend on each other also. And I said, that let that love not be a dry love now. I came to your place, or you come to my place, or how are you? Alright. But jazakallah, carry on. Then you show love, show muhabbat. Whichever way you spend the person, tea, some biscuit, take him for a meal or something, do something to show love. So from humanity, right, the one that was chiefly responsible in introducing you to Allah Ta'ala was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right? Is there any person greater than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who led you to Allah Ta'ala? If you look at your parents, your teachers, your mashayikh, eventually they link up with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the actual catalyst that linked you up to Allah Ta'ala. Then they followed afterwards. But the actual person they lead you up to is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he was the main person that linked you up, is the main link. They were all the chains on the way, right? But he was the main link. So when he was the main link for all humanity, then the greatest love will be for him. He was the main link, but he was the main link. Without him, you couldn't have reached there. So when he was the main link, then you will have the greatest type of affinity for him. Wajabat mahabbati, right? Therefore the hadith also said, that if you love Allah Ta'ala, then you should be loving Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alluding to the fact that you can't be loving Allah Ta'ala without loving Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you love Allah Ta'ala, then you must love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can't say, Allah, I love you, but I don't love your Nabi. Nauzubillah, you can't say that. So if you love him, you have to love his Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It can't be the other way around, right? Now, then as a token of love, then what we do? There are several things that we do as a token of love. Now we understand from this explanation that whatever is coming, it's coming via Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Pak can send things straight, right? But He's sending it through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now that's the system of the world, that everything is sent through some medium, right? Allah Pak can send rain straight, but He sends it through the cloud, right? But does anything stop Allah Ta'ala from sending the rain straight? Nothing stops Him, but He sends it through some system. He sends radiance and brightness through the sun. Anything stops Allah Ta'ala from sending it straight. Nothing stops Him. You sustain yourself on food, greens, animals, etc. Right? That's how this whole world operates, that you need sustenance. But now all this sustenance, all the greens, etc., Allah Pak doesn't send it straight. He doesn't send it straight. It comes onto the earth. You make that effort and you pluck it out. Doesn't it happen? Whether it's an animal, whether it's at greens, then you depend on that. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, He could have sustained you straight. Straight, like how He sustained the Bani Israel. Manzalna alaykumul manna wa salwa. Send it straight from the heavens straight. You could have done that. Anything stopped Allah Ta'ala? Nothing stops Him. But He sustains you through these things here. See that the light also comes through a medium. Water comes through a medium. Sustenance also through a medium. He doesn't send it straight. Then, if you look at children again, Allah Pak wanted, He could say, all right, anybody wants children, this day in the year, inshallah, I will just send all your children, you just send your applications, post it here, and I'll send it. Does it happen? There again, He's got a system. He's got a system that this is how the children are going to come in. So for everything, Allah Pak has created a system. Now what Allah Pak wants is, Dast Bakar wa Dil Bayar, what the Shah Waliullah Sabr Rahman says, I was a little bit not clear in my mind. Eventually, Allah Ta'ala inspired my heart. That Dast Bakar wa Dil Bayar, that you must employ the means. Dust means hands, right? Dust, bakar. In other words, you must get involved in work, whatever work. Right? But your heart and your trust must be in Allah Ta'ala alone. That He will make it happen. Right? I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I'm opening up a shop, opening up a business, going to study, etc. So I have to adopt the means. But that attachment, the heart must be attached only to Allah. Allah Pak will make it happen, or He may make it a total failure. So, that is His prerogative. Yaqub alayhi salam had advised his children, you know, that when you're going to Egypt, then don't go from a single gate. لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. Perhaps he mentioned this to his children because they were looking so splendid, you know, grand and splendid, awesome, you know. Being the children of the Nabi, you can imagine how they were looking. And then over and above that, they received so much of hospitality from the Aziz. It was Yusuf, not knowing that it was their brother, right? Hospitality, respect. And they themselves, they looked so splendid. So, Yaqub alayhi salam was afraid that perhaps the evil eye may affect them. So he says to them that, ادخلوا من باب لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. Don't enter from a single gate. When you're entering Egypt, you enter from different gates. Now, gate thought it means, but I don't know if you've seen India, up to now, some places they called it. They called Delhi gate, so gate, so and so gate. So, in the old days, what used to happen, for security reasons, they'll have gates to a town, like a big town, they'll have put a couple of gates they'll have, right? One in the east, one in the west, one in one direction. Right? So at night they shut down all those gates for security reasons. You may think now that, you know, gate is like you're getting into a supermarket and there's different aisles. So don't go from one aisle. No, that doesn't. It's gates, in the old days, that's how the towns used to be. That at different points they would have gates. Then He's asking them that when you're entering, don't come in from one gate. Come in from different gates. But then he tells them, مَا أُغْنِي أَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. This is just a procedure. This is just a plan and a strategy. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. The decision is Allah Ta'ala said. At the end of the day, whatever He decides, that happens. I'm just showing you a strategy to turn the evil eye away from you. But I have to impress upon you that the eye, this is a strategy. The strategy is just a strategy. It can't change the decision of Allah Ta'ala. The decision of Allah Ta'ala, this is the thing that prevails. You see. So that Shah Waliullah Sabrahmullah says, then this was inspired to me that I need to employ the means, but my heart must be in Allah Ta'ala alone. That He will make it happen. So by the same token, our love, our iman is in Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala wants us to adopt the means. The means to His love is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala wants us to procreate. The means to it is to get into nikah. Right? Doesn't He then encourage us, ankihul ayama minkum, encourage us on that line, right? So He wants us to come into iman, but the means that will lead us to iman is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Sometimes what happens is talks a little bit sometimes to the extreme. Talk too deep in this respect, you know, too much of tawheed, then you don't understand that people are getting a little bit confused. People are getting confused. Right? How they get confused? Then they say, well, if it is only Allah Ta'ala that is doing, then why must I open up a shop then? Right? Why must I work? See? I must shut my shop down now. So now, the Shah Sahib, in this one sentence, he sums it up. That get employed, get into some work, engage, but let never the heart be in the employment. The heart must never be in the employment. It must never be in the business. It came or it went, one of those things. So if it came, it's one of those things, make shukr and continue. And if it went also, it's one of those things. One Qari Sahib, he complained to Hazrat Muhammad Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi that I am employed in a certain masjid, and if I read with the correct makharij, correct pronunciations, then they threaten my job. See, like for example, the dawd and all that, you know, it's a little bit of fine tuning. So if I read it the right way, then they have threatened my job. They have threatened my income. And if I read it the wrong way, then they will continue my job. What must I do now? What do you see? If I read it the wrong way, then they will continue my work. And if I read it the right way, then they will just terminate my service. What must I do? So my answer was, agar is jamaat wale ko tum apne razzaq samajhte ho, to Quran Sharif ko badal karke padho. If you consider, if you think that the committee that has employed you, they are providing, then listen to them. See, straight answer. Cut it off. But he made us understand what is the meaning. One is the means and one is the giver. So it's just a means. You're working for a committee, etc., etc. But now you don't have to change your entire deen for them. You don't have to distort your deen for that. And it doesn't mean that you have to disrespect them as well. Sometimes you go into one extreme and you say, no, whatever they say, I must listen to them. Because I'm in the employment, if I don't listen to them, then I'll lose off, right? If I go for my Jummah namaz, then my job will be on the line. So what must I do? See? So sometimes you go on that extreme and you will listen to your bosses more than you're supposed to be listening to Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes you'll go on the other extreme, say, Allah Pak is the giver. Who are they? Who are you? You're nothing, man. You're just a furniture there. Allah Pak is giving. Okay. So you don't have that attitude. See now the extremes. Now sometimes you get all type of nuts that are sitting in the bayan. You have to make all these magajma you have to make them understand. Someone has got common sense, he understands, all right. You know, Allah Pak is the giver. But Allah Pak got a system that we respect everybody. So it's not because I consider him to be the Razzaq, but because Allah wants that whoever is good to you, you'll be appreciative, you'll be thankful to him. So I'm thankful to him because he's given me a job. Like how Yusuf alayhi salam, when he admonished, right? Imra'atul Aziz. So the words of admonishment, one of the words was, Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Maswa'i. He is the Lord. He's my boss. And he's given me such a good home, such a good time he's given me. So it is for me to show appreciation for the goodness that he has shown to me. You see that? The kindness. So he's been kind to me, and when he's been kind to me, Al Jazawul Ihsan illa al Ihsan, then I must show kindness to him as well. But by the same token, he doesn't break the command of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, he shows that, well, this is my boss. When he's the boss, then it is my duty to be respectful to him. Now, sometimes what happens, we don't understand this, this extreme or that extreme. So the middle path is the right path, that's Sirat al-Mustaqim. What is it? That we adopt the means, we will respect the means. But we will not believe in that means, we will not trust in it, that this thing will provide for me. Allah is provider, I need to respect, I need to look after. But it is Allah Ta'ala that will make it happen. So now you're tying the boat. So therefore Nabi Sam is being spoken about Sayyidul Mawjudat. He is now the head of all existence. See? It's because of him that the whole universe has come about. Allah Ta'ala has created the entire universe because of him. Like how to explain to you. So you have a wedding, right? You splash so many millions and the deco and food, and walima, and before that you'll have some, perhaps, some braai and mehndi show and all that they have, right? So all is in lieu of what? All is because of the bride. Everything is done for the bride. So the bride is the ji? Huh? She is the whole thing. She is the focus. It's for her that we did all this, spend the millions and invited so many people and did the deco, whatever we did, food, and we laid it out, 10 course, 20 course, all that we did for who? For this one here. So as though the entire world was the stage. And Nabi Sassam was the center of this entire stage. Allah made all this systems and all that for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, understood? So understand that who is the center of attraction? When he's the center of attraction, then what you're supposed to be, what's the type of attachment that you need to have with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So in essence, there are three duties that we owe to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is aqidah, just briefly. Aqidah means you trust him, faith in him. From his birth right till the time that he declared himself a Nabi, there was no flaw in him. In his childhood, he wasn't like a child like doing mischief, etc., like how other children will do. There was something unique in the man. Then in his adolescence, then again you see he's different. He's very straight, very clean, very neat, honest, and calm, not fighting, not shouting, not abusive. Something unique in the person. Very, very honest. He'll give you his word, then he's true to his word. He doesn't breach his trust. So something absolutely unique from the rest of the people. Not using any type of foul language, not aggressive, not falling into disputes, arguments. Not a proud and haughty person. A simple person that you can get along with. So all this is seen. They see it in his childhood. They see it in his adolescence. Then he came of age. Then truly saw the man is immaculate, everything. Now for such a long period of time, and you don't find a single flaw in the person, then this says it that this person is something else. So they had that faith in him, that he's a true person. They had the trust in him, that he's something different. Afaqa says, I visited all the world, right? I've seen all lovers and all that. I've seen that type also. The Laylas and the Majnuns. The Romeo and the Juliets also I've seen also. Right? I've seen the world. But tu cheez digari. But you are something different. I've seen everything else. But when I look at everything else that I compete against you, then no, it's totally different. Chalk and cheese. So Nabi Sam is like that. It's chalk and cheese. The whole world, you know, sometimes it's poor this. You know? So he says here, he's talking about a personality. The poet, they'll speak about someone, about a king or something, so they can get a handout, right? So he's speaking about one, maybe Harun Rashid or Mamun Rashid, who he's speaking about. So he says to him, وَلَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَلَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ That you're not of them, even though you are living in their midst. Even though you're living in their midst, you look like a man, like men, you're living in their midst, but you're not of them. فَإِنَّ الْمِسْكَ بَعْدُ الدَّمِ الْغَزَالِ Now he's supporting it. See, first it's like a claim, that you're not of them, though you are like one of them. Right? So when he made the claim, now he needs to support the claim. You make a claim, then you need to support it, right? Elucidate it. So it's because you look at it, see, musk, right? What's the origin of musk? It's blood, isn't it? You can say from one perspective it's blood. But does it fetch the same value of blood? Blood, you know, wash it off clean, eh? You don't want to go near it. And musk, you have to auction. Thousands, you have to auction for that thing. So Nabi Sam is like that. Although he's living amongst us, right? He's a man like us, but he's totally different. Yeah? One is a stone and one is a diamond, right? The stone, you will pay someone to throw it away. And a diamond, you will pay to get the thing. Both, scientifically, you will say, it's a stone. This is a stone, this is a stone, right? But is it the same in value? So, he says, Afakha garvida im, muhre buta dida im, magar tu cheeza digari. I see a lot of things, but you are totally different. You are totally unique, absolutely unique. So what is the faith that we have to have in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then faith is insufficient, then you need to have the love also. Muhabbat, right? That's the second requisite of faith, of the loyalty that we owe to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to love him. Just having faith is insufficient. You say, no, I do have faith in the person, yes. But with faith you need to have love. So that's the second level. That with faith, and then you have to have love. So with love, then you will follow him, you will read Durood Sharif, you will, from within your heart, you will be happy with the person. You know, you read the dua in the mornings and the evening, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam rasoola. Don't you say that? I'm happy. Allah, with you I'm happy. Whatever decisions have come, you know, I'm happy with your decisions. Whether some of the decisions may seem to be palatable, some not palatable. But at the end of the day, it's your decision, I'm happy with your decision. I'm pleased with the decision that you make for me. Then, as far as my deen is concerned, I'm happy with that. In other words, namaz, roza, zakat, Ramzan came, again this thing came again. I don't take it as a burden, again this thing. Now, kurbani must do it, let's go for hajj now. Now, abil islami deena. Whatever is told to me, whatever command is directed to me, then I'm taking it and embracing it and happy with it. And also, وَبِي مُحَمَّدٍ سَوْسَمْ رَسُولًا And Nabi Sosam being your messenger, I'm totally at ease, I'm comfortable, I'm embracing it. So to love and to have muhabbat, to love, to be happy with. And then we can't just be saying, I love. Love requires certain type of behavior, right? You just say, I love, and there is no corresponding behavior. Then that love is not love. You know, it will be like this. One person went to one guru. You know, in this Hindus, they have a chela and a guru, you see. Like how you have a sheikh and a murid. So you have a guru and a chela, you see. Like you get the murid now, he's trying to come close to the sheikh, you see. So the chela also tries to come close to the guru, you see. So now, the chela is the student and the guru is the teacher. So he sees that if I do khidmat and all that, if I do khidmat, then I'll come into the good books, I'll come close. So, all right, and I see now what he wants. So the guru wants water. So he went to the river to fetch some water. But as he's going, as comes to the bank of the river, he sees that it's a little bit sandy, you know, that water is a little bit sandy, cloudy. So he thinks to himself, let me go a little bit deeper. If I go deeper, then I'll get the clear water. And the guru will get happy with me, you see. See his mind, how he's working. The guru says, hey, what nice, crystal, clear, clean water you got for me. So as he's going down, he slipped. And now he's hopping, what do you say? Huh? Bogging. Huh? Bobbing, yeah. Going down, coming up. Bobbing up and down, right? So he's calling out to his guru, Are guru, me to mara. He's calling out to his guru that I am dying now. I'm dying. So the guru is saying to him, Fikr na karo. Tu zinda rahe to me tere se khush. Tu mar jaye bhi tu me tere se khush. So that's not the relationship. That relationship is different. This is a Batlavi relationship. Perhaps the guru was thinking, if I'm going to go save him, meri khiriyat darayegi. So better one person dies than two people, you see. So when you make a claim, the claim has to be substantiated. If you love something, someone, then you have to substantiate. You see, you love the wife, you are committed to the marriage. But you say you committed to the marriage, you must do something then. You can't say the only commitment and love and then stay on fresh air. Well, then you have to then look after that marriage. In marriage, don't we understand it? We do understand that I have to look after this marriage. Spend, do whatever they want, all that. Look at the tantrums and all this, just bardash all that and continue. Don't we do all that? We do all that because we committed and we love the marriage. So that's the third thing. One is aqidat, one is mahabbat, and one is itaat. Allah Bhaktofi Rasibir.